Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Amen. Now then, he said, wherefore, the 21st verse, see, he's talking about my beloved brethren, still talking to them, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Now here were people that's born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. They have become the first, a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So they were in Christ, and yet their souls weren't saved yet.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God series, Volume 1, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
He said that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. He was talking about a spiritual birth. And so that's the part of man that's born again, is his spirit. And his spirit receives eternal life, the life of God, the nature of God into it. And it's his spirit. You notice he said that God's spirit, the spirit of God, bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. And it's his spirit that's made a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now the soul is not the innermost being at all. And it's not the soul that's born again. Are you listening to me now?
Amen.
Now here's something that you need to see. We use these terms so loosely until people have missed real truth that would bless them. We've talked about, you see, we've interchanged spirit and soul and acted like they were the same. Now here's a verse of scripture. Look in your Bibles now. Here's something that helped me that really bothered me for a long time, to tell you the truth about it, because, you see, I didn't know what I know now, the difference between spirit and soul, and I did just like every other preacher did that I knew of. I referred to the spirit as the soul, and the soul as the spirit. Didn't divide them. The Bible divides them. See? I didn't. Now, you notice here in James, first chapter, 21st verse, I want you to see something here that really helped me. And I believe it will you too. He says here, and remember now, that James is not writing to sinners. He's not writing about sinners. He's not writing to sinners. He's writing to the church. I know he is, because you know in James, the 5th chapter, and you understand this, that James didn't write this in chapter and verses. James just wrote a letter. Man divided it into chapters and verses many, many hundreds of years later. Just, you know, make it easier for references. James just wrote a letter. He's writing a letter to the church because he said here in James 5:14, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise him up. If he have committed sin, it shall be forgiven him. Now notice that the word church is used there. Is any sick among you? Among whom? You. Let him call for the elders of the church. Any sick among the church? Let him call for the elders of the church. So he's writing a letter. The whole letter is written to the church. Is that right? Not written to sinners. All right, now then turn back to that first chapter then of James. And notice in this 21st verse. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. All right, now let's go on reading so we don't just pick a verse out of a, try to make it say something out of a context, you see, and try to make it say something it didn't say. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Well, now let's go back up above verse 21 to verse 19. Or we'll start with verse 18 just to show you that you don't take verse 21 out and say, now that applies to sinners. Now notice verse 18. Of his own will, he begat us through the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Begat means of his own will, we were begotten or born with the word of truth. Hallelujah. Born again, he's talking about. That we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren. See, he isn't writing to sinners, he's writing to beloved brethren, isn't he? Isn't he? Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. That's a hard verse for some people to practice. See, he said down there in the 22nd verse, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. Most everybody practices that verse in reverse. They are swift to speak and swift to wrath and slow to hear. That's not what he said. That's not what he said. He said, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man, that means woman too, be swift to hear. Swift to hear. Slow to speak. Slow to wrath. Now make a practice of practicing that verse, of being a doer of that verse. Don't talk so much. I found out if you don't talk so much, you don't have so much to repent of. Be a whole lot quicker to hear. You can learn a whole lot more listening than you can talking. Amen. Now then, he said, wherefore, in the 21st verse, see, he's talking about my beloved brethren, still talking to them, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Now, here were people that's born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. They become the first, a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So they were in Christ, and yet their souls weren't saved yet. Isn't that an astounding statement? What is going to save your souls? The engrafted word. You see, a man's spirit, the innermost man, the real man, receives eternal life and is born again. But his intellect and emotions, which compose his soul, still have to be dealt with. They are not born again. They are to be renewed. Paul speaks about the renewing of the mind in Romans, the 12th chapter. Turn there now to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, and look at verse 1 and verse 2. And I think now, by approaching it this way, we'll understand as never before what he's saying here. Because, again, he is not writing in Romans, Paul is not writing to sinners. He's not writing to the world. He's writing a letter to the church. In Romans, the 1st chapter, in the 7th verse, he addresses this letter to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. Now, are you listening? Called to be saints. It applies to all that be in Tulsa, called to be saints, and all that be wherever you live. Now, notice what he said here in Romans 12:1. Again, I beseech you therefore, brethren, He used a very similar term that James did. James said, beloved brethren, in talking about receiving the engrafted word with meekness, which is able to save your souls, he called them beloved brethren. Now Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you do two things. That first, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. One translation said, which is your spiritual service. First, he said, you do something with your body. See, the new birth and the being baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost doesn't change your body any. You still got the same body you had. But you'll have to do something with it. You got help. You got the Holy Ghost to help you do something with the body. God's not going to do anything with it. You'll have to do it. You present your body to God, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto him, which is a reasonable service. Now notice verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Now how? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Now, how is the mind renewed or restored? You know, there's a statement over there in the 23rd Psalm that says, the Lord restoreth my soul. Spirit's born again. He doesn't restore our spirit. Our spirit's born again, but our soul is renewed or is restored.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Jesus is Coming Again. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled The Table That Speaks. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book, Hey God, Why Is It Taking So Long? All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Rhema Bible Training College, we're enrolling for the fall of 2026. And so you can go online and do that, or you can also come to our Rhema College weekend. That's April the 10th through the 12th. Right here on the Rhema USA campus, you'll attend classes, meet the dean and some other instructors, tour the campus,
yes,
a luncheon, worship night, job and housing, fun night, and of course, end the weekend by attending Rhema Bible Church there on Sunday morning. It's a wonderful weekend, and so we just invite you and encourage you to come and find out all about Rhema Bible
Church. Go to rbtc.org and find out about it.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God series, Volume 1. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore and also purchase Volume 2 of the series. That's at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.